Why should I speak to someone if I feel suicidal? People who are contemplating suicide, especially women, are often feeling lonely, isolated, depressed, and hopeless at the time. They do not wish to speak to anyone, possibly because they think that no one can help them anyway. The reason could also be that they are too embarrassed or ashamed to talk to anyone about how they are feeling. However, speaking to someone and discussing how you feel will help you a lot. You may look for a person who you confide in to talk to, among your friends, family, neighbors or co-workers, or maybe there is a health worker or a religious leader in your community available you could ask for help. You can also find other women facing similar problems who are willing to listen and share their thoughts with you. For some women, it is easier to talk to someone who does not know about them or their problems. They feel less embarrassment doing so and also feel that they will get more neutral and unbiased advice. In many countries and regions, there is a suicide prevention hotline available that you can call or chat line you can contact via the internet. If you prefer to talk to someone anonymously and confidentially, you do not have to pay for their services, and you do not even have to tell them your name. These hotlines are non-political and non-sectarian, and the people working there do not seek to impose their own beliefs and convictions on you. They are just there to listen to you. You can look up a help hotline number for your country here. http://www.befrienders.org/. Talking to someone will help you not only to identify and understand better the root causes for your problems, but also to find possible solutions. Just chatting to someone who cares can make all the difference. Even just going round to befriend or family member whose company you enjoy can make a huge difference. Talking about how you feel and where releases an awful lot of the pressure, and it might be all you need to regain your inner balance.